Today's Mishnah and Mesechet Taharot brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh is Tahayres Perek Hei Mishneh. So we had yesterday a number of discussions of the way in which we are mitzarev the she'elos that come up about Shnei Shevilim, if he was betiring himself between walking one path and walking the other, or what the difference is if he hadn't been betiring himself, or whether the original tahiris that he had made were already eaten, or whether the original tahiris had been paskin to be Torah, and now we have to make them tame, or now we have to be tailor them, or we had machlokas with the whether he grolerns, that we would actually allow them. If we were metame one, we would allow him to eat the original one. But now we make it more interesting by talking about two different people. One takes the high road and one takes the low road. And now the question is, one of them is definitely tummy. So what happens in a case like that? Do we paskin each individual separately and we tell each one of them he's tahar? Or because the two of them are interrelated, it would be a bit of a contradiction to say that both of them are tahor. So if we have Shnei Shvilim, same case that we had, Echad Tamei ve'Echad Tahor, and here we have two people. One guy walks on one of them, Halach ba'Echad b'hem, and he goes ahead and he makes Truma. His friend walked on the other one of them, and he also made some Truma Kikarot. Now we know that one of them is definitely Tamei. So what do we do? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, well, it depends. Im nishalu zebifnei atzmo vezebifnei atzmo. Look, if basically each one of them goes to Beis Din separately, so, I mean, why is this different than the other case? I don't understand. The fact that someone else has a shaila doesn't affect your shaila, does it? You have a question about whether the trumas that you made were tummy or not. And we know the din. The din is if you only walked on one of these paths, that the halacha is that in a case of Shnei Shvilim, the din is that you're tahor. And if you made these tahor truma kikarot, then they can be eaten. What do I care if somebody else is involved? But I do agree that if they came together, in nishalu shnehem kechad, if they both come together to ask in the Beis Din cannot rule in contradictory ways, and therefore, in that case, we're going to say that they're tumeim, which l'chora would mean that they are tluyim. And we can't say they're vadai tumeim just because they both asked the question. But l'chora, we're going to see a little bit more about this issue. But l'chora, when we say tumeim, what we really mean is that they are tluyim. Rabbi Yossi Eimer. Rabbi Yossi says, doesn't make any difference. Bein kach u bein kach t'mi. So basically, what Rabbi Yossi is saying is that, of course, it's true that if each person comes separately, that the din is that you say that each one has tyrus. But what he's saying is that if one of them is asking for both of them, so in such a case, even though you know that in telling you what the din is for you, the other person is going to say to the person that you're saying it is going to say to the other person the way that they paskin for me. They said that it's tahor, and they know that you have the same shaila. So then that means you are also allowed to assume that you're tahor. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as they're not here in front of the Beis Din asking, the fact that my psak halacha is going to be automatically considered to be applicable to both me, the questioner, directly, and to the other person who asked me to find out what the din is, that's not my problem. I'm telling you what the halacha is. I'm not telling everybody in the world what the halacha is, and therefore, it's the same as if they had come separately. What I'm saying is, says Rabbi Yossi, that even in a case, Rabbi Yehuda was saying, even in a case where they weren't both here in front of me, but one was asking from the other, he would still say, that's not a contradiction in the psak. I say whether he's actually present in front of you right now or whether he's just raised the issue for the other person in a sense that you are effectively ruling the din in contradictory ways, because this person is going to go and say, that's the same thing as if he's right here in front of you. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Yossi is right, technically speaking, but I disagree with him in a case where this person actually asks, bringing up the other person as well. So over there, even though you are paskening only for the person in front of you, you have to take into consideration that the psak is for both of you. Okay, that's the pashtus of how to understand the machlokas that Rabbi Yossi is saying. Now, the problem is not everybody agrees to that approach, because some of the Rishonim, actually in Ksuvos, where this is raised, disagree with Rashi's approach. And they say that everybody would be made that if you beferish asked for the other guy, then that's considered to be telling both of them. It's talking about that the person did not mention the other one first. He asked the Rav, what's the din? Am I Torah or am I Tameh? And the Rav said, you're Torah, because it's the classic case of Safek Truma Brishos HaRabim. And then he asks about the other one. So over there, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you ask separately, so we give you the psak for the other one. Asha Inkin, according to Rabbi Yossi, since you are the same person who's now asking for the other one, so then you have to be treated as if they both came in front of you. So it's a slightly different approach between the way that Rashi understands it and Tosfos understands it. Mishnah, Perek Hei, Mishnah Vav. Shnei Kikarim. Now, how about the same case? Well, here we're talking about a Safek Tuma on a Derabbanan. Here we've been talking about a Safek Tuma on a Deraisa, which was the case of Shnei Shvilim, where you have Vadai, a mace that is completely Mitami, the other path. But we have a similar case in which we're talking about Tumas Gvia. Remember that that case is where somebody eats Ma'akalim that are Tmeim, and now he wants to go ahead and touch Truma. So let's say there were two different Kikarot. One of them was Tame, and one of them was Tar. And a person went ahead and ate one of them. And he doesn't know. Did he eat the Torah one? Does he eat the tummy one? And he went ahead and he made Truma. And somebody else comes along and he ate the other one. And he also made Truma. So here, we're talking about a Tumah Derabbanan. Obviously, Eichlin, Midoraisa, cannot possibly be Mitameh and Oda. But this is one of the Gezeiros that we made. That the din is that someone who is Eichel Tumahin, is Tame. You remember we had the Machlokas, what level? Machlokas before about Eichel Eichel Rishon, Eichel Eichel Sheni, Eichel Fine. But the point is he's Tame. Now the question is, since one of these guys is definitely Tame, we don't know which one. So what's the din? So Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing. Im nishavlu zebifneatzmo vizebifneatzmo. So then both of the kikreis of Truma are considered to be Torah. But im nishavlu shneim ka'achat, then it's Tame. Because you have to assume that one of them is Vadai Tame. Was Rabbi Yossi Omer? Same thing that he said before. Bein kach u bein kach Tameim. And here it also means the same halacha. The same different approaches that we had. It's talking about that he came and mentioned his friend at the same time, but that he talked about it afterwards. But Tosfos understands it. And what we want to learn over here is that even if it's only talking about a Safek Derabbanan, we still are makbid in the case where they're asking together. The way that the Rambam paskins it is very straightforward. That if nisha l'shneim ka'achat, o shenish al alav ve'al chavero, shnehem tmeim misafeg, and the taharot are nisrafot, sharei vadai achas mehem tmeya, and the din is, it's a brilliant psak. Afil kikar echa tamei shenitariv b'meya kikro torin kula tameim v'yisareifu. Quite amazing, right? So since I know that one of them is vadai tamei, so I now have kikrot that are vadai tamei. because I know one is Varei Tomei. That's all that I need to know. So once I know that one is Tomei, it's the same din as having a Tarovet of the Kikarot. And therefore, in that case, it would mean that they are definitely Tomei. So what we said before, according to the way the Rambam understands it, is not so. It's not that we treat them only as Tluyin. We give them both a din of Tumah.